Tumble Down House, San Francisco Bay Area songwriting deviants, Tumble Down House, have never been easy to describe. Modern speakeasy, saloon jazz, parlor pop, and Tom Waits in a cocktail dress are some of the terms used. The episode of the Montana PBS music show 11th and Grant featuring this band won a regional Emmy. We have Emmy winners on our stage tonight, you guys.
Regional.
And they gave me some cool fun facts. Guitar player Tyler once had dreadlocks and worked on a butterfly farm in Costa Rica. He tells me it was not nearly as cool as it sounds. Lead vocalist Jillian grew up on a cattle ranch and rode her horse to a one-room schoolhouse. Bassist Sasha, who you've met, plays in a tango group called Trio Garufa and now the Martin Kerr Duo, I guess. And John Thatcher Boomer plays in a band called the John Brothers Piano Company, in which he is the only person named John and no members are brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, the unpredictable and unquantifiable Tumble Down House.
Thank you.
It's a real pleasure to be up here playing for all of you. It's really an honor after hearing some of the stories and meeting some of the people that are here this weekend. We play modern speakeasy music. We don't really know what that means. We'll let you kind of interpret that how you will, but you know, it's got its roots in New Orleans jazz and blues, and we like to write some pretty weird songs. This first one is kind of a commentary on the dating scene in the Bay Area, told through animal safari metaphors, because that's really, it's really the only way to tell the story. It's some people say it's a jungle out there, but we think it's more of like a swamp, and you can get eaten alive, folks, because you're either the predator or you're the prey. And if you don't know which one it is, it's not looking good. But there's always next time.
Fish so on
got your hooks in me. Mean that I know you have to admit. There's not a chase. So, darling, chin up, my dear. Try to keep up the pace. By a show of hands, who in here has heard of Josephine Baker? Oh, you're my people. Okay. Well, I'm so glad I don't have to tell you everything. A lot of audiences don't know who she was because she never really got the clout that she deserved in this country that she is from. But she is my number one idol of all time, and I don't think that the world will ever see another entertainer like her. Or another person like her. She's most famous for dancing with nothing but a string of bananas around her waist. However, she also adopted 12 children from 12 different parts of the world to prove that all races could live together. And she is also the only American buried in France in full military honors because she became a spy for the French government, in which she had photographs pinned to her underwear, and she had invisible ink on her music sheets about the things that she was seeing on undercover as herself. And then she also was a really, really powerful icon for the civil rights movement and was the only female to read alongside Dr. Martin Luther King when he gave his I Have a Dream speech. A really, really phenomenal woman on and off the stage. And this is our ode to Josephine.
Just girl alone, no chaperone. Bred and born St. Louis, grown, built like a weed, caught on fire, but we don't know the strength of a backbone. Stubborn, pride, cross-eyed, twice by 15 made a bride. Kept the name, left the man, leaving them Americans tongue-tied. Yeah, hollering dolls, getting catcalls, segregated music halls. Just in time, call of friends, breaking those bothersome protocols. Josephine, yeah, la 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 la, and Josephine, yeah, la la. She's the panther with the golden claws.
she was a quick study, no fuddy duddy. And now her name's on the lips of everybody. She could sell a lie, they would always buy. Never let a lover look her in the eye. Smile for you and one for you. No one ever knew she was a French spy. What a banana skirt, it never hurt. But she was so much more than just a hot flirt. Unafraid, unflappable. But yeah, she could shake it like a pudding dessert. Up from dirt, she too black, she too famous and rich. She made the lead, and in the end, best of all, she got to go happily in her sleep. Josephine.
So we're going to do, Jillian and I are going to do a tune by ourselves. This is a song off our latest album. Would you like to say anything about it?
This one's called Buttons and Me.
Yeah.
part of this list of mine of ever-growing fears. 'Cause even if it ever changes, it never disappears. Top of the list is what's keeping me down. All this trouble, all this fuss, and nobody's hearing a sound. Ya-da-da, ya-da.
Thank you. Let's get those guys back up here. Thank you all for listening and for being at our showcase tonight. We are upstairs in the Tumbledown House Music Parlor, room 312. We'll be playing totally different songs at 11 and 12 o'clock tonight. We'll have our door slightly closed. We really don't want to interfere with other people's showcases, but we know that we're a little bit loud. And we apologize. Yeah.
This song is about the types of relationships that, that Martin Kerr didn't end up in. This is actually the first song that Tyler and I ever wrote together, so it really set the stage for our subject matter to follow, for better or for worse. Thank you.
right-hand man. Used to be a
Thank you again for this really wonderful opportunity. Is that 1 minute?
One more.
Yeah, okay. What is he for? This is a song that we wrote about losing money at the racetrack. It doesn't really matter what kind of racing you may or may not be into, if it's a NASCAR or, you know, this was specifically written about horse racing, but we realized later after somebody reviewed it and thought it was about NASCAR that there's actually only one line in the song that speaks directly to horses. So if you ignore that one line, it could be about turtles or ducks or whatever you're into.
You can lose money however you feel like it.
Yeah. This was cleverly titled The Racetrack Song. All right. you guys very much.
Thank you so much. We're in room 312. Come party with us.
Mrs. Jillian Wolfe.